the show, but I just need to quickly discuss this Lil Nas X thing. So as he's been promoting his debut album, he had a baby shower, and he had this like whole big stomach thing pretending like he's pregnant. And then there's another video that dropped where people are sending him gifts, and that's gifts from who? A Doja Cat, Miley Cyrus, Elton John, there in the there on the album. And then later, a few hours before the album release, we see him being rushed into theater and he's about to give birth. It's just a whole big gimmick. Some people loved it, but I was just like, wait, what are all these dramatics for? I think it was completely unnecessary. I think he was just making a little bit of mockery of childbirth, you know? I mean, he's a
yeah,
man.
And childbirth is nothing to play games with. I'm one. I'm a mom. I know.
Yo, people lose their lives during that time. It is such a crazy time. I can't even speak on it because I've never given birth before. But I looked at all those stunts and I just thought, no, man. Surely Lil Nas X is big enough to be able to release his album without the gimmicks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with most of these artists as well, they have like a mini, like, I don't know, society where they speak on, look, I'm going to release a single today. You release yours next week. So it's just about timing, finding the right time to release your track. You know, I mean, as influential as he may be, it's also just about timing and putting your music out there at the right time.
And they will just literally do the most to make sure everybody knows that their album is out. Nonetheless, if you are a Lil Nas X fan, his album Montero is out. It is his debut album. I've read such great reviews so far. Everybody's like, it's brilliant. So we really didn't need all those gimmicks, brother. You've just